For the past several days, Israeli troops met fierce resistance in their efforts to take the hilltop town of Bint Jebel, a Hezbollah stronghold 4 kilometers inside the Lebanese border. Casualties mounted as more troops and tanks moved in. Reporter Robert Berger was on the Lebanese border and described for VOA what he saw.
The fighting has been house to house. These heavily fortified Merkava tanks are among the best in the world, but Hezbollah has inflicted losses with anti-tank missiles. Israel has encountered tougher resistance than expected, so it's sending in reinforcements.
Earlier, an Israeli airstrike destroyed a UN post in southern Lebanon and killed 4 unarmed military observers. Initial UN reports say the Israeli military was warned repeatedly that it risked hitting the UN position. Israel says it was an accident, and Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has expressed deep sorrow over the incident. Israeli warplanes again pounded targets across southern Lebanon, including a multi-story building in central Tyre. Israel says it is targeting Hezbollah positions. It wants to establish a safe buffer zone of a few kilometers until an international force can take over. Establishing and deploying an international peacekeeping force was on the agenda in Rome, where senior U.S., European, and Arab officials met to discuss the Lebanon crisis. Attending the Rome conference, Lebanon's Prime Minister Fouad Siniora made an impassioned plea for an immediate ceasefire.
The more we delay the ceasefire, the more we are going to witness more are being killed, more destruction, and more aggression against the civilians in Lebanon.
In the past 2 weeks of airstrikes, rocket attacks, shelling, and ground fighting, more than 400 Lebanese have been killed, most of them civilians. More than 700,000 have been displaced. Relief supplies have begun to arrive, but there are still reports of civilians trapped in villages under Israeli bombardment and others trying desperately to flee. The United States has supported Israel's position that an immediate ceasefire would do little good, as it would leave an emboldened Hezbollah in place as a continued threat. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice repeated that position in Rome, again calling for a sustainable truce.
We are all agreed that we want most urgently to end the violence on a basis that this time will be sustainable, because unfortunately this is a region that has had too many broken ceasefires, too many spasms of violence, followed then by other spasms of violence.
The U.S. position is widely viewed as a green light for Israel to continue its offensive, and the senior Israeli commander in the north has said that offensive could continue for several more weeks. The Israeli military action has not stopped Hezbollah's ability to fire rockets into northern Israel. Hezbollah has fired more than 1,000 Katyushas since hostilities broke out July 12th, following a deadly Hezbollah raid into Israel. More than 100 rockets landed in northern Israel on Wednesday. Israel and the State Department say Hezbollah is a terrorist organization. More than 40 Israelis have been killed in the fighting, including at least 24 soldiers, and that toll continues to rise. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.